Message number 110. The title of the message, Prayer, Part 2. Before we start, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your grace that abounds in our life. Anoint my lips, O Lord. Anoint your word, O God. And send it with the power of the Holy Spirit to your church and to your people, O Lord, to bring the fruit that desire that you desire in our lives, in the life of your church, and each and every ministry. I pray, O Lord, for the spirit of repentance and conviction upon your people who hear the message to apply it faithfully in their life. Lord, I pray for people to be saved, people get delivered, and also, O Lord, I pray for more disciples and workers to be raised up to serve you. We thank you. And we praise you. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 7 and verse 14, the Lord spoke to King Solomon. And he told him in verse 14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Every one of us want God to hear and to listen and to answer his prayer. What we hear and what we have read in this verse here, it shows how God will hear our prayer. Before God, he hear our prayer, we need to humble down. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. If you come to God and you are not yet humble, not yet willing to be corrected and advised with God's words and God's way, then you will not expect there is relief in your life. So first, humility is very important. Humble themselves, pray, ask God to help in your need, and third, to seek his face. You need to seek the face of God, his will, his plan in your life, and turn from their wicked ways. The first requirement is repentance, to turn from your wicked ways. Must come and sin is people doing their own will, their own plan, their own desire, and their own ambition. If you want God to listen to your prayer, you need to humble down, accept correction, be willing to give up your own ways and your own evil plans and your own understanding. Some of these plans and these ways that you are doing, it look good, but they are not God's. God wants you to give up your own ways, your own understanding. Be willing to be corrected and advised according to the word of God. When you are willing, then God, as you promised, then will I hear from heaven. God will hear your prayer and will forgive their sin. There will be forgiveness of sin and will heal their land. There will be healing, not only physical healing for our physical illnesses, but there will be spiritual healing. When you go your own ways, you will end up in a complicated life or certain problem, certain issue. You don't know how to solve it. You don't know how to handle it. But when you give up your own plans and ways and humble down and accept correction, God will take you out and will heal your problem. There will be spiritual healing, deliverance, solution, overcoming obstacles and relief in your life. Some who hear the message are in agony, are in pain, because they are doing their own ways and their own plans. Humility before the Lord is very important. To humble down is to accept correction, accept teaching, accept advices. That what God wants from each and every one of us, to be teachable and have teachable spirit. You know, in the book of Luke chapter 18, there are two people, they came to the Lord in prayer, the Pharisees and the tax collector. Let us read that in Luke chapter 18, verse 9 to verse 14. How our attitude when we come to God, our attitude would determine the outcome of our life. God's word teaches us to humble down so God will hear our prayer. To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everybody else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterer, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get. Now this man is boasting before God. He is putting himself above others, and not only is he proud, but he is not willing to see his sin or shortcomings. When you are in such attitude, you are not willing to accept any correction, or you see yourself perfect or complete, then how God can listen to your prayer? The Pharisee, he came in an attitude toward God that he is not willing to be corrected. But God able to correct us and lead us and humble us down. In verse 13, but the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. This is the attitude that God wants. Humility. Humble down. When you come to God, don't see the good things in you. See the good things in Him, His goodness unto you, His willingness to forgive you as you are willing to repent and humbling down before Him. When you have the attitude of humility before God, God will be able to speak to you and direct you in the way that you need to go. Big part of answer a prayer, when God speak to you about the things that you need to do to solve your problem. If you are humble, it means that you are willing to be advised and corrected. But if you are proud, then there will be no relief in your life. Verse 14, I tell you that this man rather than the other went home justified before God. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. As we humble ourselves before God, God can speak to us and He can direct us. God, through prayer, He teaches us. When He answers our prayers, He confirms to us His plan and His will. When He is not answering, or He gives you something else not expected, then He is directing you to another path When one way block, we know that we cannot continue this matter. God directs us in another way. When He answers a prayer, we understand something. When He not answers it also, we understand certain thing. Through prayer, also God changes our attitude. God changes our behavior. When He relieves us, we understand certain things. Prayer is communion and fellowship with the Lord, and through prayer, we are directed by God's Holy Spirit. And when He answers us, then we'll be able to know what is His will. In the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and 10, Jabez prayed to the Lord. The meaning of Jabez is pain. And in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and 10, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, "I give birth to him in pain." Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain." And God granted his request. The meaning of Jabez is pain. Jabez was able to change his situation through prayer. He cried out to God. Sometime you had been born in a painful situation, poor family, poor nationality, poor skin color, but you should not forget that there's God who can bless you and bless your life. Some people, they say, "My mother did not help me, my father did not help me, my parents did not do well for me, or because I was raised in a poor country." Yes, that's true. But God can give you what is luck. Don't look on others who should help you, but look unto God who can do great things for you. Jabez cried out to God of Israel. You cry out to God. "Oh, that you would bless me. Bless me, Lord. Bless me." God can give you what you need, and He satisfies you. Even sometimes you are not aware about certain things. Ask the Lord to bless you. He will add to you certain things you may need, but you are not aware of it. I pray right now, "Lord, bless me, Lord. What I need, I am not aware of. Give it to me, Lord, in Jesus' name." Amen. Pray, "Lord, bless me. Enlarge my territory. Enlarge the place of my authority. Enlarge my ministry. Enlarge my life of a prayer. Enlarge my family. Enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me." The hands of God is the hand of authority, of power, of favor, of healing. The hand of God. The hand of God is the hand of protection. The hand of God is the hand of provision. "Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that I'll be free from pain." There are many causes of pain and suffering. People cause you suffering. Sicknesses cause you suffering. God can relieve you from that. Natural calamities can bring suffering into your life. God can spare you and can deliver you and can restore what the nature have taken away from you. Devil can attack you. God still can relieve you and protect you. "Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that I will not feel pain." God can spare you pain and suffering and can relieve you and can take you out through prayer. One of the One of the good causes of pain and suffering for a human is human sin. Our own sin brings suffering. And as we pray, daily I pray Jacob's prayer. Bless me, Lord. Enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me. And keep me from harm so that I will not feel pain. One of the good reasons of man, pain and suffering is his own sin. And as the Lord answer our prayer, one of the prayers that he answered is that he granting us repentance. He lead us while we are praying, he show us our sin and give us repentance of this sin. And pain will be removed and we get relief. God wants a holy living. Holiness is mandatory. Before the Lord will listen and answer our prayer, he brings repentance in our life. Crying out to God. Cry out to God today. As Jabez cried out, and the Lord granted his request. The Lord answered his prayer. The same Lord. He is today. He is just beside you, listening to your prayer. In Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 7, during the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the one who could save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverent submission. We have now here the good example of Jesus about a prayer. He lived 100% as a human on earth, and he is 100% also God. He is God the Son. How he lived on earth? What you practice? You practice life of a prayer. You offer up prayers and petition. Please, Lord, with loud cries, help me, Lord. He was crying to God, going to a solitary place to play, to pray. He moved to the top of a mountain to pray. And while he was praying, he crying out to God. He offered up prayers and petition with loud cries and tears. He was crying to God who could save him from death. And that's what we need to do. Prayer, petition, crying out to God. And it's mentioned here that Jesus, our Lord, was here because of his reverent submission. He was in full obedience to the Lord. When the Lord was facing the cross, he did not bypass it, but he passed through it. He was praying unto the Lord, and the Lord enabled him to pass through the cross victoriously. He was healed, he was enabled, he was strengthened, he was equipped to pass through the cross because of his reverent submission. When we submit ourselves to the Lord, we can pass trials victoriously, and we can fulfill and do His will. Holiness is very important. Living in righteousness is very important for God to answer our prayer. If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and come and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. In the book of 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 12, say, for the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer, but the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. The eyes of the Lord on whom? On the righteous, those who are obedient to the Lord. And where is his ear? His ear is attentive, are attentive to their prayer. You know, when the righteous pray, even short prayer, even simple prayer, God listen. When David was driven by Absalom, he went out outside Jerusalem with the people who are with him, bare feet, crying in repentance, asking God for help. And when David heard that, Ahithophel had advised Absalom to gather the army and attack him. He prayed to the Lord a short prayer. Lord, turn Ahithophel counsel into foolishness. And God heard the prayer of David. When we are in distress, when we are in a crisis, we need God to be attentive to our prayer, to relieve us from problems. And thus hear the value of living in righteousness. The eyes of the Lord will be on us, and his ears are attentive to our prayer. We are in desperate need for God today to answer our prayer, to listen to our cry, to help us in our struggle. Therefore, we need to keep holiness in our life so that we will live in a field of answer prayer. In James chapter 5 verse 16, he said, therefore confess your sin to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. When we are in repentance, then we are a righteous people. Our prayer is powerful and effective. Verse 17, Elijah was a man just like us. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. The Holy Spirit led him to pray there be no rain. He prayed earnestly to the Lord. He was the righteous man. God answered his prayer. Again he prayed, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. The Holy Spirit led him to pray. And he prayed, and God answered his prayer. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. Holiness is needed so the Lord will answer our prayer. Let's pray. Commit yourself to God. Lord, I thank you for your word to us. Thank you for those who listen to it. Help them to apply it in their life in the name of Jesus, and enable them, O Lord, to live in holiness. I pray that those who are far from you, touch them and convict them to start to seek your face, to turn from their wicked ways, and to humble down and accept correction and instruction from your word, so that you will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and bring healing, relief, and deliverance, and salvation in their life. Lord, take this message and use it mightily for your glory, and bring it to those who are in need today. to hear your word. O Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hands be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, Amen and Amen.